بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. Carrying on with the commentary of this hadith that we read with regard to zulam, that we should not make zulam, it is haram to make any kind of zulam against anyone. And also, if we have perhaps done that, then we should try and settle the matters while we are here in this world. Don't leave it for later, and don't delay in that matter. Further, it is written, oppression includes assisting in the disobedience of Allah or preventing others from acquiring what is rightfully theirs. This oppression, as we had explained, that zulam is not only limited to what we think or what is zulam. And of course, unfortunately, zulam is made to those who are under us and those who are regarded as weaker, and we feel we can take advantage and we can get away with it, and there is nobody to question us. And those people themselves, because of being under us, being weaker, they also cannot say anything. But Allah Ta'ala is watching, and Allah Ta'ala has made the zulam haram. So therefore, a person should be very, very concerned about it. And this includes assisting in the disobedience of Allah Ta'ala. And in here also we can see how much of us, unfortunately, may Allah forgive us all, that we are guilty of this. There is so much of disobedience. When today sports is organized from masjids and masjid authorities, sporting events are encouraged and promoted also. So to what limit have we gone? As parents, for our clothing, the children, clothing of our children, etc. Many other things, their education, etc. Many things, we assist them in all these things. So this zulam, this oppression, includes all that as well. Or preventing others from acquiring what is rightfully theirs. We try and pacify them, that this is a very big person, so don't speak anything against him or anything. We try and keep those people quiet. And we don't, for example, what happens in the matters of the distribution of inheritance, mothers, sisters, normally daughters are not given their share. And they are just being told some story. And then there are people who assist in that and tell them they don't ask for anything. Whatever you have got, be satisfied, etc. Whatever it may be. And especially as in the matters of inheritance, a lot of zulam is being done. We don't give people their shares properly, especially the women folk. And if they are small children, yatims, orphans, very, very seldom is that looked after, and it is preserved as it is supposed to be. So that also all is included in the zulam. The literal meaning of the hadith, that oppression will be darkness in the year after. In other words, an oppressor will not be able to find his way on the day of Qiyamah due to his oppressive ways in this world. In this hadith it has come that al-zulmu zulumat, that zulm will be lot of darkness, darkness upon darkness. So much darkness that, as the Quran Sharif says, that you won't be able to see the palm of your hand if you put it in front of your eyes. So this zulm that we make here, and we don't may ask for maafi and we don't get it redeemed, then on the day of Qiyamah, may Allah protect us, save us all, and forgive us. Then it will be darkness upon darkness, and a person won't be able to find his way on the day of Qiyamah. While the light of a believer's faith will guide the believer. And on the other hand, a believer who did not make the zulam, or if unfortunately it was committed, but sincere tawbah with all its requisites were done, then this person will have light and he'll see his way clearly on the day of Qiyamah. We can well imagine that if we have to now go out of the masjid, as we will leave when we have completed our namaz, etc., And a person who is in darkness completely, how is he going to find his way? And one person who has got bright light and it guides him, for him it is so easy. Anywhere, wherever we are, darkness and this zulam, azulmu zulumat, it will be a lot of layers of darkness on the day of Qiyamah. This was the other base, ulama of the view that darkness refers to the severe difficulties and torments or an oppressor will experience in the year after. And according to other ulama, this was the view of Qadi Ayaz Rahmatullah Alayh, who also of course is a very, very great and righteous and pious alim. His view is that it will be darkness upon darkness in the year after. While other ulama of the view that it will be that this darkness that is referred to are the severe difficulties and torments an oppressor will experience in the year after. And we cannot imagine whatever those difficulties and hardships will be. May Allah protect us out of His sheer mercy. Give us tawfiq to make sincere tawbah and come out of all types of guna. And Allah Ta'ala bless us with the tawfiq of His obedience fully. And we all, there is no other way but that we beg Allah for His forgiveness and His mercy. So may Allah Ta'ala guide us to righteousness and not be overtaken by this temporary world, but that we prepare for the eternal life and keep that in mind. Wa akhiru da'wana.